Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
National Iced Tea Day is an occasion to celebrate the rising popularity of chilled tea globally. Ready-to-drink tea is an out-of-home favorite and the backbone of vending and convenience. And tea over ice is a lunch staple in food service. According to Statista Market Research, iced tea consumption worldwide exceeds 45 billion liters, up from 37 billion liters in 2016. Mordor Intelligence estimated market value at $55 billion in 2024 and projects a combined annual growth rate of 4.8% through 2029 to reach $74 billion in sales, with Europe the fastest-growing region. Quote, Europe witnessed a robust growth of 25.8% in ready-to-drink tea sales between 2019 and 2023, reports Mordor. This surge can be attributed to rising health and wellness trends, a focus on sustainability, and cultural influences, leading to a flurry of product launches in the RTD category, end quote. Lipton, for example, recently launched classic lemon and peach iced teas into the UK market, and Unilever added lychee-flavored iced tea to its lineup. China, Japan, and the U.S. are leading markets, witnessing innovation in health and wellness and convenience. Over half of American adults, about 67 million in all, drink at least a cup of iced tea daily. In Japan, bottled and canned green teas are more popular than soda. Statista reports iced tea is more profitable than iced coffee at U.S. convenience stores. While energy drinks and soda take the lead, the average convenience store in 2022 earned a substantial $10,740 on average from the sale of ready-to-drink tea, slightly ahead of RTD coffee drinks. In the U.S., Pure Leaf, which earned $371 million in 2022, has pulled ahead of Arizona, which recorded $298 million in C-store sales, followed by Lipton Brisk at $215 million and Gold Peak, which earned $212 million that year. According to the Convenience Store News Industry Report, revenue at U.S. convenience stores in 2023 topped $814 billion, an increase of almost 23%. 34% of that total was from in-store sales, the remainder from fuel. The average location earned $1.85 million. Packaged beverages, including bottled tea, accounted for 13.7% of total sales, an increase of 7.8% industry-wide. There are 150,174 convenience store locations in the U.S. Demand for healthful beverages has turned millions of soda drinkers away from the sweet and soft drinks in flavor of naturally sweetened tea and herbals, including hibiscus, lavender, and cold-brewed black and green tea. It remains unclear why Iran stopped signing contracts to import tea and rice from India, but Orthodox tea supplier Sri Lanka has emerged as the benefactor. The abrupt decision may be in retaliation for India curbing fruit imports from Iran. Trading oil with the sanction-impaired Iran is also a concern, as India no longer imports Iranian crude. A $3.4 billion embezzlement involving Iran's largest tea importer triggered a similar disruption in November 2023. Iran was the world's ninth largest tea importer in 2022, spending $252 million on Orthodox processed black tea, at quantities well beyond what India produces. Iran's tea organization, ITO, estimates domestic consumption to be 100,000 metric tons, of which 70% is imported. In past years, as much as 30 to 35 million kilos, approximately 21% of Indian tea produced annually was shipped to Iran. Tea import volume has declined, and Iran is now pressing domestic growers to increase production. The Republic of Iran Customs Administration reports importing 33,683 metric tons of tea, valued at $185.75 million during the first 10 months of the current Iranian calendar year, March 2023 through January 2024. Indian Orthodox tea is competitively priced about 40% lower than Sri Lankan tea, but available in limited quantities. Assam produces the most Orthodox tea at 50 million kilos, while Tamil Nadu produces 12 million kilos annually. Total production is less than 120 million kilos. Sri Lanka, in contrast, produces more than 300 million kilos annually, earning an average $5 per kilo at auction, a significantly higher price than Assam. According to the Tea Exporters Association of Sri Lanka, Iran dropped from 5th to 11th rank with a 50% decline in imports in 2023, but has regained its rank in 2024, purchasing 4,127 metric tons of Sri Lankan Orthodox tea in April, up from 1,385 metric tons in April 2023. Orthodox production totaled 231,138 metric tons in 2023, but less than 2% of that was destined for Iran. Neighboring Iraq was the top buyer of Sri Lankan Orthodox at 32.7 metric tons from January through December 2023. Indian exporters and government liaisons amplified a request as to why Iran halted imports after spending $66 million on tea and $642 million on basmati rice from April 2023 through September. But Iran has not responded publicly. Tea and the stronger for longer dollar. The value of the U.S. dollar relative to other currencies has surged 4% this year, since the dollar is the world's invoicing currency and has the most purchasing power. As the dollar appreciates, other currencies essentially depreciate, making the world poorer and less able to engage in trade, according to CME Group. Quote, it also makes countries with dollar-denominated debt less creditworthy, making it harder for them to purchase the U.S. currency essential to manage their debts, end quote, writes CME. Quote, since January, the dollar has enjoyed a modest boost against Europe's common currency, the euro, and other foreign currencies, an indication more capital is flowing into the U.S. than the other way around, end quote, according to U.S. bank analysts, who speculate that, quote, higher interest rates in the U.S. are likely supporting the dollar, end quote. Like most commodity prices, tea is denominated in U.S. dollars, which offers several advantages, including lower volatility. At high exchange rates, consumers paying in dollars see their dollars go farther. The downside is mainly at origin, where paying for fuel and fertilizer requires a lot more rupees and shillings. Right now, a dollar buys 83 Indian rupees, 117 Bangladesh taka, 128 Kenyan shillings, 133 Nepal rupees, 157 Japanese yen, 278 Pakistan rupees, and 302 Sri Lankan rupees. As the world's top tea importer, the strong U.S. dollar has lowered the cost of tea imports, spiking volume. The exceptionally strong dollar is great for U.S. consumers and service providers near the terminus of the tea supply chain, as they receive more goods and services for fewer dollars. The value of tea imports into the United States totaled $915 million by value in 2023 and is currently up 13% from January through April compared to last year. During that same period, volume increased by an impressive 21% to 38.8 million kilos through April. The biggest jump was in organic green tea, where volume increased from 220,000 kilos during the first 4 months of 2023 to 1.3 million kilos during the same period in 2024, a 489% increase compared to last year. Volume in 2023 totaled 104 million kilos. Black tea imports, which account for the most tea, are up 19% to 29 million kilos through April, about 70% of all imports by volume. According to the Brookings Institute, Japan's currency has fallen far more than any other G10 country this year. Green tea exports by volume to the U.S. during the first 4 months of the year are up 55%, with some categories showing 42, 65, and 100% growth over last year. The sales of organic green tea are up 473% compared to the same period last year. Business insight. But all good things come to an end. Inflation is easing, interest rates are calming down, and the eventual depreciation of the dollar against other currencies anticipated in late 2024 is expected to lower commodity prices measured in non-U.S. currencies, reports Reuters.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.